God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, as we celebrate Holy Thursday, we approach with our hearts drawn to this solemn and sacred event of the Last Supper, a pivotal moment in the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. On this holy occasion, Jesus gathered with his beloved disciples to share in a meal that would be forever etched in the annals of history. And as we prepare to commemorate this special day, let us deeply reflect on the profound words spoken by our Savior Jesus Christ during that special evening. Among the disciples, reclining at the table, partaking in the sacred meal, Jesus utters words that would reverberate throughout the corridors of time. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." Imagine the weight of those words, the shock and sorrow that must have gripped the hearts of the disciples as they grappled with the revelation of betrayal amongst their own midst. Each one in turn would question their own loyalty, uttering the inquiry, "Is it I?" Even Judas, the very one who would ultimately betray Jesus, dared to pose this question to Jesus, "Is it I, Rabbi?" In the midst of this solemn atmosphere, we are compelled to ponder the significance of Judas's inquiry. Was it a genuine act of self-examination, or a mere attempt at self-justification and denial? This distinction is paramount, for it speaks to the essence of our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. On behalf of Jesus, instituting the Lord's Supper, he proclaimed, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." The purpose of this sacred meal is clear. It is a testament to the forgiveness and grace that Christ offers to all who believe in him. And here's a question that we really can't answer. What was Judas thinking when he says, "Is it I, Rabbi?" Judas received the forgiveness of sins. Judas received the very body and blood of Christ to bring healing to his soul. Did he realize he was a sinner? A sinner who was about to betray our own Savior? His own Savior? Would there be forgiveness for someone who would betray the Son of Man? The answer is yes. All sin is forgivable, except, of course, the rejection of the Holy Spirit. Now, we cannot look into the heart of Judas, but we can look into our own hearts. Do we realize that we are sinners in need of God's grace? Do we realize that God's grace, the forgiveness of sins, comes to us by God's command in this very sacrament, the very body and blood of Christ given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins? Yet, as the Apostle Paul warns us, there are those who come and partake of the bread and the cup without discerning the body and blood of Christ That means they don't understand the very body implies blood of Christ given to them for the forgiveness of sins. Without understanding and trusting in Christ's forgiveness, they bring judgment upon themselves. Therefore, let us pay attention to Paul's admonition and engage in a very sincere self-examination, desiring God's forgiveness and restoration before approaching the table of the Lord. As we prepare to commemorate Holy Thursday, let us turn our gaze inward, acknowledging our sinfulness and our desperate need for God's grace, God's mercy, and God's forgiveness. Let us confess our sins before the throne of grace, seeking the forgiveness that is freely offered through the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Going back to the Judas question for a moment, we love to speculate, thinking that the actions of Judas speaks for the status of his heart. But be careful with that speculation. Have we not neglected the importance of our relationships with one another? Are there not divisions and unforgiveness even in our own midst? In the words of Judas himself, are we not saying, "Is it I, Rabbi?" Let us strive for reconciliation and peace. For it is through our unity in Christ that is brought about through the gathering at the Lord's table that the world will witness the changing power of Christ's love and forgiveness that we have received. Above all, let us cling to the promise of the gospel that in Christ our sins are forgiven and we are made righteous in the sight of God. As we approach the table of the Lord tonight, let us do so with hearts full of repentance, full of faith, and full of gratitude. Let us confess with Judas, "Is it I, Rabbi, who often betray our own Savior Jesus Christ by every single thought, word, and deed of sin that we commit?" And we won't talk about the many things that we should have done and we didn't. May we partake of the bread and the cup with reverence and awe, mindful of the great love that our Savior has shown us. And may this sacrament strengthen and nourish our souls as we continue to walk in the light of His truth. So let us approach this Holy Thursday to the Lord's Supper with hearts prepared to receive His comfort and grace. And may we depart from this supper with the comfort of sins forgiven, and renew our commitment to follow Christ, trusting in His unfailing love and mercy. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.